and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Boat show season is over, and I survived and had a great time. Just a great time between the Marine Trades Association show up there in Raritan and the AC Boat Show recently completed. What a fun time. Great to see all these people. Yeah, man, I didn't realize how many. Shout-outs to everyone, especially this one guy, Axelson, a fevered Eagle fan, and just was, saw his account and just tortured me. But that's all right. That's all right. Another season coming up. Okay, the Marine Fisheries Council meeting was Thursday night. Great attendance. Man, they were along the walls in the back. At the early, I'm saying, I mean, there's some seats here. Okay, still some. Okay. That was about 4. Meeting started at 5. It was there about 4:15. Bada bing, bada boom. By 4:45, standing room only. They're out into the halls. This is what it comes down to. Okay, a good banner back and forth. A well put together orchestrated meeting. Shout out to the council, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, and to us, the participants. There was no shouting, no animus, nothing like that. It was okay. This is what I understood. Option 32 for the summer flounder, aka fluke, that carried the day by a long margin. Okay, we're back to 3 at 18. Island Beach State Park is going to be 2 at 16, and Delaware Bay 3 at 17. Season opens May 4th and goes to September 25th, 26th, somewhere in there. A long season, as Captain Dave the Rave Show will put, as a businessman and as a fisherman, you want more time on the water. This all came out to that 28.4% reduction mandated by the Marine Fisheries, whatever, Management Council, etc. Okay, sea bass is the same as last year. Porgies, I feel they open up the season a lot, like almost a 300-something-day season. This is great because they shut it down real fast. So they should have killed a lot of party boat action, which was criminal. Shouldn't have done it. But it's still going to close on the 30th. They're going to have a split, a break in the summer, and that's still going to be 30 fish at the 10-inch minimum. But when they close at the 31st, like the sea bass, you lose that great offshore winter fishery, man. Shout out to the big Jamaica boats like that that get out there. But as it is, you can't satisfy everyone. But again, kudos to all, everyone involved. Very educational. But back to the boat shows. Great time. Now you have the fishing at Saltwater Fishing Expo coming. I believe it's next week. A lot of stuff going on. Show season finally over. But it is amazing. Just amazing. The people you meet and the conversations back and forth. The both industries are coming back with a vibrancy. I like to see. We shall see how it all plays out this year. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Coming up, an opinion from Joe Zagorski, Fishermen Fighting for Fishermen Rights, on the meeting Thursday night. Let's talk about the state being split in two fluke zones. Barnegat Light, the demarcation. Just one man's opinion. He has a strong online presence, his organization. We shall see. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores is offering their largest President's Month long sale ever. Prices, savings, and selection have never been better. They are now offering 60-month 0% financing on their huge inventory of American Whirlpool spas and swim spas, starting as low as $160 per month or up to $3,800 in instant rebates. Your choice. Either way, staying home and saving in your own home has never been easier. At Home Recreation is also offering free delivery, free Black Weather Shield spa cover, and chemical kit. Now you can enjoy the quality and enjoyment of your American Whirlpool spa with this limited-time 60-month financing offer, exclusively offered at Home Recreation. Don't miss this incredible offer at Home Recreation. Route 18 Northeast Brunswick, Highway 36 Hazlett, Route 88 Brick and Bay Avenue, Manahawkin. Visit athomerecreation.com. That's athomerecreation.com for a store near you. Thinking about a part-time job this summer? They are looking to build their sales team, and they want you.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
We're going to give you a brand new house.
A house you love to come home to.
It's going to be at the address where you live now.
But your new house is going to be bigger,
brighter, and full of natural light.
You're going to see delightful furniture and beautiful decor.
Because you called 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
When that dull junk is gone, all your cool stuff will sparkle.
That dull junk has been covering up your floor space,
your closet space,
your garage space,
and your yard. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
We're going to give you a house you love to come home to.
A happy home.
Where you can fill your lungs with fresh air freedom.
Now you've got room to fly.
Now you've got space to play.
Now you've got the freedom to dance like no one is watching.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hop on down the bunny trail for Easter at Storybook Land in Egg Harbor Township. Get your Easter season tickets today online only at storybookland.com. Admission includes unlimited rides and attractions, visits with the Easter Bunny, and the Easter Egg Hunt for Children. Choose a date between March 28th and April 1st. Closed Easter Sunday. Tickets available online only. No tickets sold on site. Hop on over to storybookland.com to get your tickets before they are gone.
Create your own story at Storybook Land.
Bring the whole family and create your own egg-citing story at Storybook Land.
Ma, is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
Is my homework right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. Know. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. Know by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I trust Clean Lines. CleanLinesPaint.com.
Right now, get free premium paint on your next interior painting project. Schedule your free estimate today. Don't wait. This free premium paint offer ends soon. Go to CleanLinesPaint.com. That's CleanLinesPaint.com.
I trust Clean Lines. Clean Lines Paint. CleanLinesPaint.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov. and search Choosing a Preparer.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's.
The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers.
We can help you understand the disease
and give you tips for living a better life.
Find your answers at Parkinson.org or call 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
This is South Jersey's Talk Station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 9th and 10th. That New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council meeting was, again, spot on. It was really good. Enjoyed it. Good points were made here and there. And the seasons are set, again, as I said earlier, pending the DEP commissioner's signature. I don't see why he won't sign off on that. But again, when he does, I don't know if there's any around you. Probably most up North Jersey, if there are any. The porgy season will reopen. Well, one of the topics that it always comes up at every meeting every year regarding the summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke, splitting the state. A couple of guys mentioned it. North or south. North, the demarcation would be Barnegat Inlet. Different population dynamics. It almost seems like different subspecies of summer flounder. Growth rates, habitat, etc. A gentleman came, he made a good point. His name is Joe Zagorski. I happened to meet him way back about 5 or 6 years ago at a meeting in Assunpink at the Wildlife Education Center there. It was a fisheries meeting. The guy made a good point. There was some banter back and forth. But the point he made is, who will make that decision? Will it be the Marine Fisheries Council or will it be the people? And a fascinating guy. He heads an organization, Fishermen Fighting for Fishermen's Rights. Big group, a lot of online presence. He's a big guy. So I had a struggle to get hold of him the other night before we left the meeting and say if he can come on Rack and Fin for a few minutes. Joe Zagorski, how you doing? Great to have you on Rack and Fin. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Happy to be here, and nice to hear from you again and see you the other evening at the meeting.
Hey, listen to me, Zagorski. You're a timeless man. You didn't age a bit. I aged disgracefully. I look a wreck. And there you are. I said, that's Joe from Say. And so, Joe, let's get right to it. The North-South conundrum, it's brought up every year. You know that. But this is the first time I heard a suggestion or asked a question. Who's going to make the decision on location, on limits, management, what have you. I got you a few minutes here to bring that up. State your case. You did it well last night.
Well, there's a couple things that come to the meaning of dividing the state. One is, as you said, the demarcation location and who determines that. When the council was discussing it, or two members of the council were discussing it, the first thing that came to mind for me is they're discussing it, and where does the input come from? Okay, where they're discussing it, saying who's pushing this discussion, considering they're representing a certain segment of voters or public people. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem that I see is that, you know, the people that seem to be pushing it are from the southern part of New Jersey. They absolutely unequivocally should have a voice. Should they be able to voice their opinions and make decisions based on their geographical location? Mm-hmm. I don't think it represents the entire state. We can see that by their local addresses, where they're from, and so on and so forth. Secondly, you know, I know they're extremely well-educated people, and I do have to give them an extremely big shout-out. Out of all of the Eastern Seaboard's fishery councils, that by state or by region, we have by far one of the best.
One of the best. I agree with you, Joe. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, these people know the system. They're great at what they do, and they put their time in. And thank them all for that. But getting back to it, it's if you look at the addresses of the people that sit on the board. The lion's share, I would say 90%, maybe even higher, are from the southern area of New Jersey, which, as we all know, is the least populated part of the state. So their daily interactions are with people in their community that are influencing their thoughts and what they believe they should be pushing for and things like that, which is absolutely what they should be doing, is listening to the community, but they are there to do what's best for the entire state, not a particular community, unless you call it the fishermen's community, which is a larger base than mm-hmm. they're exposed to on a daily basis and on a business basis. So I'm a little conflicted on that. But again, let's take the very fundamentals of dividing the state. Would the Middle Atlantic Marine Fisheries Council, which is our overlords,
right,
the Atlantic states and Middle Atlantic states, they're the ones who dictate what we can do as a state, okay, from a regulation standpoint. If we were to divide the state, let's take that as an acceptable, a hypothetical acceptance of what New Jersey decides to do, will then the governing body, meaning the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Council or the Middle Atlantic, whoever ultimately makes the decision, will they be agreeable to that, considering New Jersey is now its own region when it comes to fluke? You don't have to talk to New Jersey or, I mean, New York or Delaware or any other state. We make our own rules. If we were to subdivide that, does it subdivide the region from a federal standpoint? Or do we lose our region? And does Southern New Jersey now have to tag along with Delaware? So there's a lot of concerning factors there. I think those questions should be raised through Jeff Brust and those overlords, as I like to call them, those larger councils that govern us. Will they be agreeable to that and still allow New Jersey to be its own region yet subdivided?
Well, Joe, let me, as with anything, you know, in this case, it's not the devil, but all hell is in the details. You know what I mean? This will border on minutia mania. So the first thing, why not? North and South. I fish both. And then talk to some people in law enforcement. Well, that could be a bit of a nightmare. Well, you work around that. You have this, but like you said, it all comes out. And the one gentleman made a great point on the council. Cool guy. He says, hey, people, one size doesn't fit all, but we have to do what we're dealt. Yeah, and that's where the 3-18 came back, and by overwhelming majority. And this splitting the state is an intriguing idea, but man, that's gonna be a hell of a thing to wade through, Zagorski. What do you think?
Sure, absolutely, and it causes further divide.
Two things we don't need.
That's exactly correct. And let's get back to the 3-18. Okay, I think, you know, as you saw, a lot of the southern guys come up and a lot of the northern guys come up and all agree on the 3-18. And the reason behind that agreement is all about access to the fishery. Meaning, regardless of what any size limits are, the more time you get to spend with your passion, your recreation of being allowed to fish, whether you're catch and release or whether you're catch and keep, whatever it is, the more days you get to be able to enjoy what we do and what we have seems to be paramount and much more prioritized than the actual legal size. I think that's why they crunch the numbers the way they crunched them, and mm-hmm. the reason why the vote came out the way it came out. But again, I mean, I've seen over a long period of time here that I've been involved, it's the northern guys, us folks that I represent the most of, we've made some concessions and said, okay, you know, let's open up the season earlier, because that helps the people in the southern part of New Jersey. We don't get to fish those. We don't get to fish those days. The fish just don't bite. They're not there.
They're still wearing mittens.
however, down there, they're getting a bite.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, where can we make a compromise, and where can we come to before we go through this possible division within the state. Why can't we, as fishermen and council members, say, okay, let's make a compromise. This year, you know, we're going to favor this area or this segment or whether and kind of divide it without dividing and say, okay, the northern guys, the northern area is going to support the southern areas for this particular year. And then the following year, the southern guys are going to go with the northern guys and go in that area.
Well, Joe, we're up against a hard break there of, you know, words understood well here. But again, we're running short on time. Your take, your idea. What can we do?
I think we really need to just make a compromise and stay within the state, leave it the way it is. Although it's broken, it to further break it, I think is a big mistake.
Okay. Now, how do people get involved with your organization? And again, I like the thing with the, like you said, the council, get the public input.
Exactly. And social media is by far the best place for people to get active in. You know, every area has a club. It's worldwide, even though, you know, it only pertains, your portion only pertains to New Jersey. But, you know, you have njfishing.com. You got Fisherman's Headquarters. You've got all of these sites that you can be on and get informed of what's going on. And those should be, you know, the DEP should really come together and create a site for us rec anglers where we're already registered, saltwater registered. Why isn't there a better social media presence by the state, the Department of DEP, where we can make comments anonymously, being seen, know our names and everything like that, but anonymously be voting for a particular topic. I think they're way behind the eight ball on that. They're getting a little better with their virtuals, meetings, and so on and so forth. But a social media platform from them would be a major help, not only to them, but the public at large. And it would help and it will also help the council see what the true reflection of the state is and not have to have an aggressive or a non-friendly conversation or be confrontational. It's strictly a comment. You can read on it. You don't have to get emotionally attached to it, and you could just move on. But at least understand you're bigger than your own community. You're representing the entire state.
Fair enough. Joe Zagorski, Fisherman Fighting for Fishermen's Rights. Joe, how do people tune into your organization, sign up to membership, however you do? Go.
NJFFR, and it's on Facebook. And that's one platform that just seems to be working very well, and it's the easiest way to get access to comments, things that are going on, and have discussions.
Hey, Jay-Z, let's see you on the water sometime this summer, all right?
You got it.
Good to see you again, enjoy, man. You take
good
care.
To see you, too.
See you, brother.
Good luck with everything.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
One opinion among many. One opinion among many. Okay, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station. Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked once again to rule on something pertaining to Americans and their firearms and whether or not the average Joe or Jane is allowed to own it. We're talking about bump stocks. Those are the devices attached to semi-automatic rifles that focus the firearm's recoil to make the firearm move around the pull trigger, allowing for faster successive firing. Gun control activists have long insisted that bump stocks turn rifles into machine guns. However, mechanically, machine guns or fully automatic firearms work much differently. But during the Trump administration and after the mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017 at a music festival, the ATF ruled bump stocks are machine guns and therefore could be restricted. Now the Supreme Court is being asked if, since bump stocks aren't actual firearms and not written into the law, does a bureaucracy have the power to ban them? And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
WPG,
Talk Radio 95.5.
Like I said, like I mentioned earlier, we had the meeting Thursday night there in Galloway by the Bureau of Marine Fisheries, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, their Marine Fisheries Bureau. Very well done, as I mentioned before. And I've been to meetings over the years, way back. A lot of contention. Very well run. All the comments are great. Now, the new fluke regs are out, like I told you. And 2 at 16 at Island Beach State Park, which is a reminder, the governor's surf fishing tournament is scheduled for tentatively the third week in May. That's going to be May 19th this year. It is a great time. Just a fantastic time. I've been there a few. I never win anything. I never catch anything. I'm more like the village idiot running around, just watching everyone having a good time. Tie some knots here and there. Bait some hooks. But it's, go to njfishandwildlife.com to the events for more information. Pre-register, I think the pre-registration is still open. You'll get a discount, and you can eligible for a bunch of prizes. Speaking of surf fishing, speaking of fishing in general, joining us on the line right now, and also with the youngsters especially, very special guest. When we can, wait, this doesn't sound right. I'm going to say, when we can grab her. It's Liz Jackson. She's a senior biologist in education, the Bureau of Information and Education with DEP's Fish and Wildlife. And we're going to be talking about, as I mentioned, that the fishing instructor program. Now, the Bureau is seeking fishing instructors. There's going to be a great event at the Lighthouse Center for Natural Resource Education Center in Waretown about training fishing instructors, getting involved in the HOFNOT, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. Wide-ranging segment here, very informative, very outstanding programs. And Liz Jackson's here to join us. Ms. Jackson, how you doing? Thanks for all the delays. If you get my drift, what is happening, young lady? Woo!
Oh, nothing much. Hey, I'm just glad it's not raining out there anymore. Sun's out. It's bright.
Thank God for that. And we shall say, but let's get to the HOFNOT first. That is critical. The DEP's Fish and Wildlife, very involved with this. You're very involved. Explain the program. And you have fishing clubs, fishing teams. Everyone seems to be getting more and more involved with this. Go.
Yes, so the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program is a youth fishing education program sponsored by New Jersey Fish and Wildlife. We're not the division anymore.
Right, and, right. Hey, listen, I heard a guy say that the other night at the meeting, and I held up my, I went, no, 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 and he looked at me, his face turned red. He was out of here. That's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I always tell people, hey, we're not fishing game either. We don't play games anymore.
No! When I worked there, though, I was always game. They would try to shoot me, trust me.
Hey, if it comes to eating something, I'm game.
Oh, Jackson, you're killing me. This is why I love having Liv Jackson up here. She puts life into the great topic, but puts adds more juice to it. There we go, juice, food, eating. Go ahead, Liz, what do we have?
There you go. So the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program seeks to reach out to altruistic individuals looking to pay it forward, or like youth-centered organizations, churches, schools, boys, girls, clubs, things like that, 4-H, that are interested in establishing an ongoing youth fishing program. So if they're thinking about doing that, it could even be like a county park looking to beef up their summer program or summer offering. We have this training. It's set for April 26th to the 28th.
Whoa, that's a long one.
Yeah, you know what? But I find, here's my attitude, right? If you can't give me 3 days, literally ends up about 28 hours of your life to introduce you to fun lessons and activities to teach kids about fishing, conservation, you know, fish biology, talking about, you know, and introducing kids to potential careers. If you can't give me that kind of time to prepare you, you're not ready to lead kids as a mentor in an ongoing fishing program.
Well, what do they say, lead as a mentor? Where would this go? Because I see there's HOFNOT teams. Atlanta County has one. There's one in South the Rackfin Radio Listening Area. Burlington has one. Cape May, Monmouth.
Yes.
So how do you say, play this forward. How does that work?
So they come to the training. We model for the adults that come. Various lessons and activities. We'll teach fishing skills if you don't know how. to prepare you, and then you go back and turnkey, gather up a bunch of youth. It could be, you know, we're okay with family members. It's just your whole team can't be all relatives of yours.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can give back by establishing a youth fishing team. And if you do that, we give you all of the teaching materials and supplies. We provide all the kids with fishing gear and equipment. We also subsidize field trips like charter fishing outings and camping and things like that.
Wow.
For the kids that you decide to engage.
Now, listen, if you want to get involved with this, it's going to be at the Lighthouse Center for Natural Resources Center.
Yeah, in Waretown.
Okay, close by here. It's part of the Hooked on Fishing Team's leader training. It includes meals, lodging, equipment. Everything is there, and it's an opportunity to give back. Liz, the operative word that you mentioned earlier, ongoing.
Yes,
and that's what keeps the youngsters. You know, Liz, what I found out over the decades, even if the kids, you know, they go 3, 4, 5 times, they get out of it a little bit, they had the experience. And you're getting some reactivation. You're seeing the kids that are now teenagers, early 20s, coming back to fish. And I've seen that many a time.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, our goal is to really, the not on drugs part, right? If we're really going to be looking to mentor these kids and provide alternative to getting into trouble by hanging out and doing, you know, not so socially good things, the only way you're going to do that is to spend time with these kids. And that's what this program is about. It's let's introduce them to something else that's constructive, that has components of developing life skills. Because let's face it, if you can catch a fish, you don't have to worry about being hungry. Right?
This is true. And Liz, what I like it, Liz, is it covers urban, suburban, as I read in the article, it's bucolic out in the country. All youngsters are involved because that's critical. No matter where you live, it's critical to enjoy and experience rod and reel activity. That's, I don't know, to me, that's a life lesson.
Oh, I agree. And the one thing that I have always loved about fishing, even when I was a kid growing up in Harlem, you know, my grandparent would take me fishing along the Hudson. It's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your skill level is. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter your physical challenges. Fishing is for everybody, right? It doesn't matter. It crosses all genres. And let's face it, our kids, my kids, everybody's kids needs to step away from all this technology. Fishing is another great opportunity where they're outside. They're running around. Yep. They're hiking to their fishing hole, you know?
Let me run this by you. This is, I think, about 2 years ago. I was involved. I used to do a lot of fishing tournaments when I was up in North Jersey many years ago. The Newark Bait and Fly Casting Club, all those great groups. And I just love it. And then you watch the numbers dwindle, come back, dwindle, come back. I was at an event a couple of years ago. No cell phones, nothing digital, nothing Snapchat, nothing Instagram, whatever. And a couple of kids, you know, they're starting to grumble, whatever. Liz, they started to catch fish right away. It was a beautiful day. And I'm looking around. A couple of kids tried to sneak. I say, hey, bro. And then after a while, they couldn't even care about their phones or even where they were. Right. These kids were catching fish and having a ball. Hey, can you show me how to clean it? Hey, can we eat it? I don't want to do that. Can we let it go? No matter what, they were off those damn phones. Sorry, man, I hit the red button there. Sorry.
But no, you're right. I mean, it's like I can't eat my own kids. I mean, they're teenagers now, but, you know, they piss and moan like, hey, let's go hiking. Let's go, you know, to the state park. But then once they get there, they're having a blast. Fishing is like that. Right. Just don't worry about what they say. Drag them out. Start a team. Get them outside. And they'll be hooked on fishing. They'll be hooked on being outside and, you know, chasing squirrels or laying back in a kayak or going to the beach.
Oh, I have to see. My wife described me in a kayak. She says, you're like a manatee on methamphetamines. And I leave it at that. Oh, man, you never saw somebody do 300 pounds doing 360-degree donuts trying to get somewhere. We're speaking with Liz Jackson, Senior Biologist Education, Bureau of Information Education with DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Topic is the New Jersey Seeking Fishing Instructors and the Fishing Instructor Program and also the HOFNOT Program. Liz, for more information, how can people, where can they go, rather, to find out?
They go to the New Jersey Fish and Wildlife webpage, and there's a lot of stuff there. So just jump straight to freshwater fishing. They'll find some links there, or they can just do a search on New Jersey Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. It should bring them up to our webpage. And let me tell you, it's going to be the best spent $65 they've ever put out there, because for $65, you get, you know, five hots in a cot and lots of fishing and fun and engaging with other adults who are like them, interested in seeing our youth succeed in constructive ways.
Jackson, let me run this by you, just because we're professional acquaintances. People, I don't have friends, I have enemies and acquaintances. We know this. This is a professional acquaintance. I love Liz Jackson in that regard. $65, five meals, you're losing money if I show up there, young lady. Believe me, I leave potholes when I jog. So you know what that's about. Liz, a great time. And by the way, announcing it now, next week, return. Whatever, in 21 years, I've done this maybe three or four times, because there's another great program on that Liz Jackson is running. And we'll leave that as a surprise for next week. You are on the return docket. Jackson, you got that?
You bet.
Okay, hopefully not the, listen, it's a long story, complications with this one. I'm glad we can get together, Ms. Jackson. You were awesome, as usual. Keep up the great work, and best of all of Fish and Wildlife. We will see you one of these days.
You bet.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
In a world full of fake news, AI, and unverified information on social media, where can you get the latest, most accurate South Jersey news? WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. Don't wait for the newspaper to come in the mail. The WPG Talk Radio app is updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Accurate, dependable, reliable. When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. A crash between a tanker truck and a van in Clark County, Wisconsin has left 9 people dead. Rob Olson of Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis reports.
A semi-tanker truck, well, the front of that is mangled, the whole thing in the ditch, 180 degrees from the direction it was traveling. Further east on Highway 95, a large passenger van also heavily damaged.
In Texas, 3 people dead, 1 person critical after a federalized National Guard helicopter crashed near Rio Grande, not far from the border. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel out. North Carolina Republican Party Chair Michael Whatley elected as RNC chair during the RNC spring meeting in Houston, Texas. Former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, elected as RNC co-chair.
This has never just been about each of us as individuals. It is about us as a family.
America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio, 95.5, AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, considerable cloudiness with a low of 37. Saturday, cloudy, becoming breezy in the afternoon with occasional rain and a high 50. Saturday night, times of rain and a thunderstorm with a low 47. And mostly cloudy and windy Sunday with a high 53. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 9th and 10th. I'm having too much fun despite all the craziness that is going on. That was Liz Jackson, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. Also, the Fishing Instructor program. Be a part of it. Play it forward. If you want, it's going to be a great event. It's up there in Ware Town. Go to njfishandwildlife.com for that. Yeah, the youth fishing thing is finally getting some traction. There's been some teams around, mostly in southern New Jersey. Shout out to Captain Brett Taylor up there. He is in Central, was formerly in Barney. They have a fishing club going. In Atlantic County, you have the Creek Anglers High School Fishing Club. Big event coming next weekend in Ocean City, my former haunt for, 24, 25 years before I was finally expelled by unanimous decision. It's the Ocean City Red Raider Fishing Flea Market. Okay, this is going to be a super event. Move to a much bigger venue. Joining us online right now is Nick Kasadich Verducci. Saw him last week at the AC Boat Show over there at the Fanatics display. And the reason, people, I mention it The reason I did not get on the paddleboard for the $1,000 bet with a Billy Wiggins was because he wasn't there. Whew. Unfortunately, he's not feeling well. Okay, he wasn't there. I bailed out of that one. But Nick and I talked about coming on Rack and Fin to talk about this super event. It's going to be at the Ocean City Civic Center, 840 East 6th Street, 6th in the Boardwalk. Fresh and saltwater. He sold out of vendor space. You want deals? This is real right now. Hey, Nicky, come and stop, brother. How you doing?
Kiss it each, Tommy. How you doing? It's good seeing you last weekend. It's good to be on the show.
Hey, listen to me. Be out coming. You know, aren't I the most visually offensive white person you've ever seen?
Let me tell you the truth, though. Johnny Grimko was going to throw you in that pool if you got any closer. I'm telling you that right now.
I got that's my sixth sense from where I grew up. Before you got your ass kicked, you know when to dodge and when to run. I had that's why. You notice how literally my 350 pounds moved out of the way. I got around that one little Hobie. But Nick, this is a great event. How many years you been doing this now, man?
Wow. I mean, it started off with the intermediate school because I started the club here for the seventh and eighth graders. And I started back in 2012, 2013.
You're over 10 years doing this. Wow. Good for you.
Oh yeah. Easily. And and now that, you know, the high school has a fishing club now, I figured, you know what, let's combine forces here and let's try to raise some money for not just the club for the intermediate school, but also for the high school to kind of get them going, kickstarted. And last year, you know, we did it at the Civic Center and it was great. The vendors loved the venue. This year, like you said, it's sold out.
Yeah.
We have over 80 tables sold. We've got, you know, all bunch of vendors that are going to be here. Slammer Tackle, Fanatics is going to be there. All sorts of freshwater gear, saltwater gear.
Hey, listen to me. They're not going to have that paddleboard pool there, are they? Oh, yes.
No. No pool. We're taking you to the ocean, Tom.
Oh, man. Hey, that might be worth some of the food there, man. Listen, this is for a public venue. This food kicks ass. Is it cooler than that?
Yeah,
you used to be at the middle school, small. I mentioned a newer venue. Yeah, a lot of parking here. This is a win-win all around.
Yes, free parking, the parking lot that's available. It's easy access for people to come in. The vendors, it's easy for the vendors to drive up. They have garage doors. They can unload all their stuff. The kids are going to be there early in the morning to help the guys get all their stuff into the venue. And at 9 o'clock a.m., the doors open, and we go till 1 p.m. It's $5 at the door. Kids, $1. Anyone under the age of 6 is totally free.
Excellent.
And like I said, we got over 80 vendors, 80 tables, and it's going to be a pretty
Nick, listen, there are some, especially if you want collectibles. I saw some stuff there, like I picked up a couple of DAM quick reels. I mean, you don't see anymore. That's one of those, my God, there it is, I want it. And the guy says, yo, calm down, bro.
It's those little tackle sets. It's like those guys that, you know, make their own gear that come in and sell some great stuff. You get some great deals over here, and it's, we appreciate it. I mean, I can't tell you how much, you know, for the district, the school district is so supportive of it, the administration, the city has been great. You know, they've supported us for all these years, and, it's a good day.
And Nick, where you are, Ocean City, you have the bay on the one side, you have, you know, the two inlets, you have Corson, although Corson's a hellhole, man. That's a death waiting to happen. You have Great Egg Harbor Inlet. You have the great beaches there. You have some jetties all the way down the south end, Corson's Inlet State Park. Fantastic fishing there, running around the back under the Rush Chatton Bridge. It's a natural.
Oh, yeah.
But to the youngsters, I mean, the enthusiasm, these kids are fired up, boy.
They are. And, like, we have great events scheduled for them already. I'm taking them up to Northwest Jersey. I'm taking them to the PeaQuest Trout Hatchery in April, where they get to tour the hatchery and do some fishing there. We do the...
Whoa. Are you talking the fishing education pond?
That's exactly...
Listen to me.
Verducci,
you better get some things signed, because any of the kids fall in the water with the size of those trout, they ain't coming out.
They're not coming out, man.
I
tell you, the kids love that place. The kids in the past that I took over there, they love that lake. They love it. It's a great time. And, you know, we got a lot of good events set up for them. And obviously, this flea market is key to it. It allows us to take these opportunities and have these kids go up there free of charge, and they get a nice day of fishing. And
Nick, do the youngsters, do you have any party boat trips, any beach fishing, bay fishing? What's the dealio?
We do everything. We have party boat. We do the Avalon Lady. We do back bay for that. I'm talking specifically for the intermediate school, for the 7th and 8th graders. Mm-hmm. We do trips. We fish Corson's Inlet. We fish the Ocean City Longport Pier. We fish the 9th Street Pier. We fish the surf. We fish freshwater lakes. We go. I try to give them a little bit of everything, from tog fishing to striped bass fishing.
That's great.
Fishing.
It's
well
rounded.
Yeah. Open to all of it. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I have guest speakers come in. George Bucci came in one day and talked about striped bass fishing.
Hey, listen. I don't know if he's listening. I know he's here. Hey, can I still call him Eel Ball? I think he hates that.
You can call him Eel Ball.
Eel Ball.
Eel Ball Bucci.
Eel Ball Bucci. Yeah. Oh, Bucci's in. I've had Fish Game and Wildlife come in and talk to the kids. I'm going to have Frankie Mahalik come in and talk about tog fishing.
That guy's he's the master, man. He is. Frankie Mahalik is the master. Well, Nick, let me ask you this. The enthusiasm of the kids. Do you see them a little later on? Did you happen to run into the same kids fishing? I've seen that many a time. The kids are into this, and it's just a natural, and they get into it. It's great. Fresh or salt. And right there in Cape May County, what's it, Upper Township, Middle Township, Lower? I call it the Peninsula County. You have some, again, it's well-rounded. You have some great freshwater fishing there. So you're availing them to many opportunities.
Oh, some of the lakes in this area, man, the amount of...
Don't go, whoa, don't go, Verducci, don't go crazy. Okay, keep it quiet, man. Keep it quiet. You got Tom P. Spots there. Tom P. Spots there. Wow.
There's some good spots around here. There definitely are. Have a great time. And I see a lot of kids, like I work at Fanatics in the summertime, and I see ex-members, kids that I've taught, kids that are in the club.
Isn't that great?
You know, they're
Isn't
in
that great?
College, out of college, and they're still fishing, and I love it.
Nick, the importance of getting kids, especially now with the social media, getting kids on the water, beating a boat, on the beach, in a pond, something, without those GD phones, put them away, hide them, keep them away. That's a Herculean task in and of itself.
Yeah, take out the phone when you catch a fish so you can take a picture of it. That's when you take the phone out. That's the key.
Okay, so Nick, go into the specifics one more time. The date, the location, the time, and a little extras like food vendors and all that good stuff. Go!
Absolutely. Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ocean City Civic Center, 5th and the Boardwalk. Plenty of free parking. We have refreshments. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have hamburgers. We're going to have pretzels. I mean, there's going to be all sorts of different type of food there and refreshments. There will be door prizes each hour.
Wow.
For the first 3 hours, yes. The vendors are great, and they put suppliers for a bunch of...
Everyone kicks in. This is great, people. This is great. I don't have any children. I get through a lot of dirt. This is fantastic because I'll tell you, Verducci, it's never been more critical now, especially at that age. I call those the intermediate. Those are the formative years, not the 1, 2, 3, 4. When that kid's 11, 12, 13, he's going to decide he's going to be a good kid or a J.O., you know what I mean? That's when it's forming in their head. That's the gel's starting to solidify. That's when you get them to do this. Sorry, man. I get crazy on that.
No, man. I feel the same way. It's great to get them into it, and they just have a great time with it. It's all set up. We're set up for Saturday, March 16th, and we're ready to roll. By the way, admission, again, is $5. Children, a dollar, under six, totally free. I hope you guys, everybody can come out and have a good day.
Okay, Quesadici here, Nicky Verducci. Here's my challenge. It involves fish. Challenge right now to you, Verducci. I can kill an extra large anchovy pie quicker than you can. What do you think?
I'm not even going to compete with you on that. I'm not even going to try, Tom. You got that.
Great to see you again at the show. Thanks for the heads up on Grimco, man. I just had that feeling. Big John, man. I had that feeling. Woo!
You got to watch for John. You never know, man.
Okay, Nick, we'll see you. God spares. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Tommy.
Take care, brother.
Take care, buddy.
That's going to be a fun event. You get to the flea markets here, and a deal. You have a 110 and a 220. You know, non-skirted spool, the German-made DAM. Guy had these. My eyes bugged out. Yeah, those are the reels. Remember in the late 70s, early 80s, you're reeling in your spinner. There's just classic German engineer. Hey, grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, there's a new small trend in the real estate market called home equity investments. Hear the risk and reward. Also, Washington, D.C. is raising pay for restaurant workers. What does it mean for servers, customers, and the business in general? Plus, how freak rainstorms have brought back a dead lake in California. And affording a new Tesla by cutting monthly subscription services. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, some interesting thoughts today. That'll do it for this week on a Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 9th and 10th. So the Porgy, Sea Bass, and Fluke seasons are set again pending the DEP commissioner's signature. No reason why I shouldn't sign off on it, but that's it. Hey, just a reminder, Saturday, March 23rd at the Batstow Village Visitor Center there in Wharton State Forest. That's 31 Batstow Road in Hamilton. There's going to be a Division of Fish and Wildlife, again, turkey hunting seminar by some of the best turkey hunters, I'm not saying in Jersey, I mean out there, around, anywhere. These people are aces. Go to njfishandwildlife.com to register. Don't forget, also register for the Governor's Surf Tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's like May 19th. Whew. Freshwater fishing, brackish water fishing, the white perch. We're going to get some cold weather coming up. We know that the white perch bite has been torrid in the back, especially. Oh, so the stripers. Plenty of bass around. On the largemouth scene, they're moving up into the shallows, going to retreat a little bit with the cold. They will be back. And pickerel, like Tom P., are always hungry. Same thing with the crappies and the yellow perch. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.